Sri Rupa Goswami Pada Ki Jai. This continuing discussion of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is endless, I suppose, because it goes slow. We're on this chapter about Vibhav. This is the beginning. This is the foundation of Bhakti Ras, and we were reading from some notes yesterday, which we'll continue today, and then we'll give some outline of this chapter, and then discuss the chapter, and probably take a while, maybe a few cartings. It's like that. I mean, it's definitely the science of devotion. This is Vibhav. 425 to 651. Should understand something about Vibhav after 240 pages of discussion. There's five components of Bhakti Ras. Madhurya Ras or Sakhi Ras, Vatsalya Ras, five elements that are necessary to combine the permanent loving mood, the Stahirati, and then the Vibhav and Anabhav and Subject Bhav and Vyavachari Bhav. These are all terms and different. They all combine, produce what we're discussing and reading about yesterday as Bhakti Ras. So the Vibhav, there's 200. Rupa Goswami feels that this is very foundation, because the Vibhav includes the hero and the heroine. Nayak and Nayaka means gopis and Krishna, cowboys and Krishna, Rohini and Yashoda and Krishna. He's the hero, you could say Nayak. And then this so includes the hero and the heroine. It's the foundation of Ras. You can't have Ras without a lover and a beloved in terms of Madhurya, conjugal love. And you can't have a Ras or an experience of Ras without some place, a sthan, a place and some stimulants, some excitants. So the dress, the behavior, the sound, the voice, the flute, the sky, the moonrise, all these things are called udi, utipan. Uto means to rise, udipan. Exciting factors. So you have a hero and heroine, then some setting. Basically you have the hero and the heroine and the environment. Environment means the setting. The first verse of Rasalila. Rasalila is on this year, the Maharas in Vrindavan. It happens on October 11th, which is tomorrow night, is midnight. Yes? Yeah, tomorrow. So then, the first verse of the five chapters of Rasa Dance in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, it says, describes about the moon rising. That when a full moon rose in the sky, it's Purnima, full moon, it tinged the sky with a reddish pink, reddish color. And the moon itself is reddish, looked like the face of a wife in a Vedic culture. If a man is away traveling, then a wife takes kunkum. And now we use cosmetics and rouge and all these powders, this, that, whatever. She takes this natural kunkum, which is a powder inside of a flower, inside of a seed pod. Inside of a flower makes a seed, and inside there's this red powder, real thing. And makes this red powder with water and just rubs very little bit on our golden skin. Gives us reddish tinge and golden red coming through her excited heart. Her heart is excited to meet her beloved after a long separation. So that excitement, that ulas, that rising joy within the heart moves through the body and creates different sensations. And it creates, we say, her cheeks are flushed, or his cheeks are flushed. You know, you're flushed, filled with blood. Like you run track, and oh, you look so red-faced, or whatever, you lift weights, whatever. Because so much blood is going. So this is not blood per se, this is bhav. The rise of bhav and the movement of bhav. So then the face becomes very effulgent. And that natural tage or lavanya of the face shines through the cheeks and becomes very beautiful. When the full moon rose in the eastern sky, it tinged the sky with a reddish color. When Krishna saw the rising moon, then he thought, oh, what a beautiful night for Rasa dance. This looks just like the face of my beloved Radha. This first verse of the Rasa Panchadaya. The moon, the rising moon, the full moon, with that particular color, reminded Krishna of Radharani's kunkum, anointed face, effulgent with a nirmal vishuddha prem. So he became excited. That's called vibhav. Udipan. Udipan vibhav. Vibhav udipan and vidipan alamban. So we're just, I want to finish this. Outline, we're reading about what is the definition of Bhakti Ras. And I think we just finished that. Now we're going to read the five components which mix together to make Ras. So the Stayibav, this is a permanent sentiment in the heart. One of the five primary relationships. Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhura. The dominant emotion of the heart. It's called Mukhya Rati, Krishna Rati. This is the permanent relationship between the individual soul and God. God wants each soul, Krishna wants each soul to love him in a particular way. Variety, Prabhupada often said, variety is the mother of enjoyment. If someone serves you dinner, here is your dinner, pile a plate of rice. Acha. Very nice. Any ghee? No. Any salt? No. Pepper? No. Sabji? No. Enjoy. Some one bite, two bites. Oh, not so hungry today. But variety, this sabji and pickle and sabji and dal and many items and so much excitement and interest and enthusiasm. Your stomach is excited, your eyes are excited, your tongue, everything, your heart. It's Utsav, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance day feast, the next day after Gaur Purnim. So this is a variety is the mother of enjoyment. So Krishna, he wants enjoyment. So there's so many unlimited varieties of jivas. Some are directly expanded from his body, some living entities, Sarup Shakti. Then there's Jiva Shakti. And all the jivas are, one jiva's rice, one jiva's pickle, one jiva's kheer, one jiva. It's like varieties of tastes. So Krishna is a rasik. He's a rasik, rasaraj. He wants to relish different tastes with different jivas. Krishna, with all of his parts and parcels, and there's different parts and parcels of Krishna. Krishna says in Gita, you're all part and parcel of me. What is that verse? Mamaya Vamsho Jiva Loke. Mama Amsha, you're my part. Is Radharani a part and parcel of Krishna? Yes. From his Swarup Shakti, she's part and parcel. And Alita and all the Astasakhi Mandris. So we're also part and parcel of Krishna. What Shakti are we? Tatastha Shakti, Jiva Shakti. She's Sarup Shakti, we're Jiva Shakti. She has her vilas in her loving relationship, so do we. And the Sakas are their expansions in Krishna's body and Balaram's body, and they have their pastimes. And so do we. Some expansions of Krishna's body, they relate as friends, some as parents, some as servants, some as lovers. So if we are an expansion of Krishna's body, which we are, then we must relate to Krishna in one of the humors, one of the mellows or rasas. This is an eternal, undeniable fact. This is tattva. This is truth. What is our relationship with Krishna? Okay, the generic relationship is Jivera. Jivera Surupaya, Krishnara, Anityadas. Is Radharani Anityadas? Yes. How about Mother Yashoda? Yes. The trees of Vrindavan, Nityadas? Yes. So there's all dasas here, dasas and dasis. Kinkaras, kinkar and kinkari. So that mood, that permanent mood, unchangeable mood in the heart, that is our rati. Rati means our permanent attachment, our sentiment to Krishna. So what is that mood in Radharani's heart? What is her permanent attachment? What flavor of service, what flavor does Radharani give Krishna? Madhurya. You've heard Madhurya. This means the sweetness of conjugal love. So we also have. So that's called Stai Rati. Stai means stan. You've heard of Lila Stan, Vrindavan Stan, Lila Stan, Lila Stali, Staihi. It means fixed, permanent, placed. The relationship between one individual's soul and God, one's eternal mood of affection, one's eternal mood of affection for Krishna. This is the searching. Life, human life is a search. Tamasi mam jyotir gama. You've heard this, must have heard this word, been around for a while. Gamana means search. Move, walk. Gamana. Tamasi Mam Jyotir Gama. Come out of my darkness, Tamasi Mam. The darkness of Krishna's illusory energy, the Maya. This Mahamaya is called the Tamasi, Tamagun. It's a darkness. Come out of that. Tamasi Mam Jyotir Gama. Jyoti means, you know Jyoti. Jyoti means Brahman, means light, effulgence, clarity, knowledge, awareness, understanding. And Gama means move, search. Come out of darkness, search for the truth. This is a theme everywhere in different languages. Search for the truth, search for God, search for Guru. I don't know, in different languages, Russian, etc., you have some word like this, search. So this is Gama, Gama. So this word search, so now we search for our identity. Who am I? This is like the beginning search of any unfolding jiva. The consciousness is opening. Hey, wait a minute. I'm not Swedish. I'm not Australian, not American, this, that. So we have a mood of affection as passive admirer of Krishna, as his servant, as his friend, his parent, his lover. Our own permanent mood of affection for Krishna is continuous. The Stahi Bhav is the king. They'll use some analogies to understand these things. It's like the king or the emperor of all the bhavas for two reasons. One, the Stahi Rati or Stahi Bhav is the most essential element of ras. In other words, if you want to have ras, the most essential element is the hero and the heroine. The antagonist, protagonist, and antagonist, whatever. The good guy and the bad guy. There's no, you can't have any rasa. That's the foundation. That's the most essential. All other emotions are under the dominion. They rise or fall under the dominion of that. For example, anger. Anger is an emotion, a sentiment. So sometimes the mother gets angry with her son, or the lover gets angry with her beloved, or friends get angry. Oh, hey, Krishna, you threw my ball in the Kaliya Daha. I'm not playing with you anymore. And Subal gets angry, and Sakiras, I'm going home. No, Subal, don't cry, don't get angry, cool down. Then Krishna dove in to get his ball. And when Krishna dove in to get his ball, then Kaliya grabbed him. There's another kalpa. Kaliya Sarv grabbed him. And it was like this. So then finally, after knocking off Kaliya or dispatching Kaliya, then Krishna came out and said, Subal! Subal, here's your ball. So Krishna went to a lot of trouble to retrieve a 1 rupee rubber ball. That's his love. Because they were playing and they're playing back and forth on the Juna, throw the ball there. Then Krishna went boink like that and went zoop. Ah, you rascal, and started floating down the Jamuna. So then Krishna went to the Kanama tree, dove in it. No, I'll get it. Relax, I'll get it. Don't be angry. And then dove in after the ball. Then Kali said, who's that diving in, making big noise? Disturbing. I was sleeping. And then he woke up. Who's it? And he grabbed, and the whole Kali Leela happened. But when it was all said and done, as so many in this particular couple, then Krishna came out, because that's the Sakya Ras for the cowboys. Boys. And the one in the Bhagavatam was all about Salya and Madhurya so much. So this is anger. So anger is there, but if there's no Subal and no Krishna, where's the anger? No anger. So the essential element is the Stayivav. So this is another ras. This is gonaras, anger, amazement, astonishment, anger, hot laughter. These are all different emotions that rise and fall on the background of your rati. Our mood of affection for Krishna is the permanent foundation of our heart. It can't be changed. And therefore, it's the most important element of ras. Bhakti ras is an interaction among five bhavas, which will be repeated. Like the ocean. In the ocean is compared to the emperor, the king. The stairati, the permanent mood is the ocean also, the king. So the ocean consists of an interaction between seawater, wind, waves, tides, etc. So if you have wind and you have waves, I mean, you have wind and you have, well, you need to have water. If you don't have water in the ocean, you can't have wind and waves, right? Yes? So the essential element there is the water. So this is Stairati. Stairati is compared to the seawater, and the four other bhavas are compared to wind, waves, tides, etc. All of these elements are essential parts of the ocean. Without waves, the ocean seems incomplete, isn't it? You go somewhere like the Arabian Sea off of Bombay. It's just, you go there, there's just some water sitting there. There's water, there's a vast unlimited horizon, and some sand. It's so boring. You go somewhere like Australia or New Zealand, it's like, there's a way, the beach is there, and then the horizon is there, and the color, then waves and sound, and water spraying in the air, and you walk along and get water spray. Something more ras, more experience, more pleasure, more satisfaction, more ras. So without tide, there's no way. It's incomplete. Without wind and tides, there can be no waves. Nevertheless, seawater is by far the most important element of the ocean because it is the permanent foundation upon which the other elements act. So the permanent foundation, the heart, by which the other elements or sentiments or feelings act is the sthairati, the sentiments of these anubhavas and these anger and astonishment and bewilderment and all these different other subsequent rasas. It is a king and all their emotions are dominated by it. Stahibhav is like a king, subdues and dominates them. In a kingdom, all the subjects cooperatively serve the king. Similarly, all the emotions and sentiments within different rasas, the anubhav, sattvikbhav, vibhav, and vyavacharibhav, they cooperate to enhance and deepen the sthayibhav. Sthayibhav is the continuous ecstasy of love, and other bhavas are temporary manifestations of love. Because the mother loves her child, always she loves her child. If he's here, he's in front of you, or he's away in the pasturing grounds, he comes back, still loves the child. If he goes somewhere and she sees any his shoes or his walking stick and she starts crying, oh my Lala, he's gone to Mathura. So that vatsali, that affection, intense affection is awakened and stimulated just by seeing his walking stick, Krishna's walking stick. So this is the point that this, the main, and sometimes, always she has motherly affection, so much nourishing and protecting. And sometimes he misbehaves, steals some yogurt, breaks the pots. Hey, pulls his ear, you nonsense. And she gets angry. Mother Yashoda is angry, chased him with a stick, I'll beat you, I'll tie you up. You can't express that emotion unless you're, that action unless you're angry. It's transcendental anger. Expressed through the permanent sentiment of motherly love. Motherly love is the king. Anger rises, it's not like anger rises and then she becomes permanently angry 24 hours a day. I want some food. Out, get out. Ah, I'm angry with you. Oh, I'm afraid of my bad dream. No, get out. No, the anger rises and it falls. The wave comes. We see in our own lives, we have some emotions. We get hot-headed with somebody. Then we cool down. Then we say, I'm sorry. Then it's like this. The two varieties of sthayibhav. The continuous ecstatic love is a sthayibhav and the other bhavas are temporary manifestations of love. So the anger in Krishna Leela is love. The jealousy in Krishna Leela is love. The pride in Krishna Leela is love. This is the point. There's two varieties of sthayirati or sthayibhav. Mukhirati and gonarati. Mukhi is a chief main bhav. I told these are neutrality, servitude, friendship, parental affection, conjugal love. And the gonaratis, the secondary or coming and going, are laughter, astonishment, courageousness or chivalry, lamentation, anger, fear, and dread. So these gonaratis only manifest at the stage of bhav. In other words, we can't say, if we get angry with another god brother, say, oh, this is my Gonarati. Don't worry, this is my Gonarati. Boink. Oh, well, this is my Gonarati. That's not exactly it. We're Buddha Jivas, we're conditioned souls, very much so, and we're struggling with Anartha Nivritti. But the level of Bhav in relationship to Krishna, then these sentiments will be experienced in the context of Leela Smaran, or Rupdhyan, or Rupsmaran, etc.